Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalit Dini. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Union Cabinet's decision of approving an increase in the minimum support price MSP for Kharif crops for the marketing season 2026-27 will ensure that crores of food providers in the country receive fair and profitable prices for their produce. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this decision will bring greater prosperity to the lives of the farmers of the country. Mr. Modi noted that the scheme for promotion of surface coal lignite gasification projects cleared by the cabinet will further energy security, boost investment and create job opportunities for the youth. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton has expressed deep sorrow over the killing of three leaders of the Thadur Baptist Association India in an ambush between Kotlen and Kodzim villages in Manipur on Wednesday morning. Condemning the attack on church leaders travelling on an official and spiritual mission, Mr. Patton termed the violence against unarmed civilians unacceptable and disturbing. He also prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured and extended condolences to the bereaved families and the wider Thadur community. Mr. Patton urged the authorities to ensure a fair and timely investigation to bring those responsible to justice. He also appealed to all communities to maintain peace and harmony in the region. The Dimapur District Disaster Management Authority, DDMA, held its first quarterly pre-monsoon preparedness meeting yesterday at the Deputy Commissioner's office to review preparedness measures ahead of the monsoon season. Chairing the meeting, Deputy Commissioner and DDMA Chairman Dr. Tinojong Shichang said Dimapur continues to face recurring floods and stressed the need for stronger public awareness on waste management and flood prevention. He also thanked Assam Rifles and SDRF for their support during last year's severe floods. DDMA officials said garbage dumped into drains and waterways remains a major cause of flooding and urged departments to identify relief camps in advance. Health officials highlighted the need for better medicine storage and additional medical supplies, while Assam Rifles and SDRF assured readiness for emergency response. Dimapur Municipal Council informed that drain cleaning work had already been carried out but emphasized the need for public cooperation. The Chief Secretary is scheduled to visit Dimapur on May 18 to inspect disaster-prone areas. The Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports, in collaboration with the Ministry of Home Affairs, has launched the national-level quiz for the Viksit Vibrant Villages Programme 2026 on the My Bharat platform. The ministry said that the quiz marks the first stage of selection for youth participation in the immersive Border Village Engagement Programme scheduled to be held next month. It added that the online quiz will be conducted till the 20th of this month and is open to youth across the country. The ministry said that the top performing participants from the quiz will undergo eligibility and fitness evaluation. It is informed that 500 My Bharat volunteers from across states and union territories will be selected for participation in the one-week Viksit Vibrant Villages program to be conducted next month. And Kohima Red Tigresses emerged champions of the second edition of the Nagaland Women Futsal League played at the IG Stadium Kohima yesterday, while United Girls Kohima secured the runners-up position. SC Nagaland finished third and Football Plus Jaluke placed fourth. Organized by the Department of Youth Resources and Sports in collaboration with Nagaland Football Association, the league witnessed the participation of 8 teams. Speaking at the closing ceremony, Secretary of the Department of Youth Resources and Sports, Anthony Nguli, highlighted that futsal demands stamina, strength and skill, adding that with proper exposure and training, Nagaland's women players can excel at bigger tournaments.
If our girls can put in a lot of effort like this edition or maybe in the coming editions, I believe that our girls will do better in the bigger platforms, in the bigger events and tournaments.
Mr. Nguli also informed that the government has developed sports infrastructure, including futsal grounds and multipurpose halls across districts and subdivisions, with plans to expand facilities further at the grassroots level. He also reiterated the government's commitment towards improving sports infrastructure across Nagaland. Later, the secretary distributed prizes and certificates to the winners. Individual winners were also felicitated. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.